Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of Hagar.
Did you know that God has many names in the Bible? Maybe you've heard names like El Shaddai, which means God Almighty. Or perhaps you know names like Adonai, Yahweh, or Elohim. Today, we'll meet Hagar, who called God by the name El Royi, God who sees me. Why did she call God by that name? Let's find out. Hagar was a slave, a maidservant to Sarai, who was the wife of Abram. God gave a great promise to Abram, which was that he would be the father of a great nation. But Abram had been waiting a long time for God to fulfill that promise.
Sarai, my dearest, we've been on this journey for so long, and we still don't have a little one to call our own.
But the Lord promised.
Yes, yes, he did. He said, I will bless you and make your descendants into a great nation. You will have many children and grandchildren and be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you, but I will put a curse on anyone who puts a curse on you. Everyone on earth will be blessed because of you.
What a promise. It feels like we've waited forever, but no baby has come. How can God's promise be fulfilled if I don't have a child first?
Abram and Sarai had traveled through the vast desert for many years. Their love for each other was strong, but the sadness of not having a child weighed on their hearts like a heavy stone.
I'm impatient. The Lord has not given me any children. A long time ago, God made that promise to Abram, but I can't imagine how God will make that happen. Perhaps I can make it happen, and we have a child through my servant Hagar. Hagar, I need you. Come here.
Yes, Mr. Sarai?
Follow me. Abram, the Lord has kept me from having children. Take my Egyptian servant, Hagar, and have a baby with her. Perhaps I can build a family through her.
Sarai, are you sure?
Yes. That way, you will have an heir.
So Abram agreed with Sarai, and Hagar became pregnant with his child. As Hagar's belly grew round with a baby, Sarai became full of regret and jealousy.
Hagar, I've noticed that you've become bold, working less, and I don't like it.
I'm sorry. I'm being careful and trying to be strong for the baby.
I don't like your tone.
As the days passed, Sarai began to bully and mistreat Hagar.
Hagar, your boldness is turning into arrogance.
Mistress, I didn't mean to upset you. I just want our baby to be healthy and happy.
What? Our baby? I think you forget yourself. You need to remember your place.
With each passing day, the tension between Sarai and Hagar had become too much to bear.
Hagar! Hagar! Where is she? Hagar! You there, go and find Hagar. She's still my servant and will do as I say. Go! Find her!
First, they want me to have their baby. Now Abram won't protect me from Sarai's anger. I can't stay here longer. Not when carrying my baby. I have to go. The desert is so big and scary, but maybe out there, I'll find a place to be happy without feeling so small. I don't know what's ahead, but I must be brave for my baby and me.
The days turned into nights, and the nights into days. Hagar journeyed further along the desert road, where she found a spring.
Oh, I must rest here and get some water.
While she was there, the angel of the Lord came to her.
Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?
Who are you?
Do not be afraid, Hagar. The Lord has heard your cries. Return to your mistress, for I will bless you with descendants beyond measure.
You are an angel. Oh, you mean I'm not alone out here?
Go back to Sarai and be her slave. I will give you a son who will be called Ishmael. God hears, because I have heard your cry for help. And someday, I will give you so many descendants that no one will be able to count them all. But your son will live far from his relatives. He will be like a wild donkey, fighting everyone, and everyone fighting him.
Have I really seen God and lived to tell about it? From now on, I will call on him. His name is El Roi, the God who sees me. I have a name for my son now and a promise from the Lord. I will go back, for I am not alone.
Mother!
Ishmael, over here.
Mother, look at this toy I've carved. See, you can even make the arms move, like this.
I've never seen anything like it. Now go and help the others with chores. You have to do your fair share around here too, you know.
I will. Be back soon.
The Lord El Roi has blessed me. Ishmael has grown into a strong and resourceful young boy.
As God had initially promised Abram, Sarai was now pregnant with her own child. God had changed their names to Sarah and Abraham as a sign of that promise. Soon, their son Isaac was born. One day, Sarah noticed Hagar's son Ishmael playing. She grew concerned and said to Abraham,
"Get rid of that Egyptian slave woman and her son. I don't want him to inherit anything. It should all go to my son Isaac."
My heart is heavy with this decision. Sarah is concerned for our son's well-being, as am I. But I am worried about Ishmael as well.
But God said to Abraham,
"Do not worry about the boy and your maid. Do whatever Sarah tells you. Your descendants will come through Isaac and your maid's son. Be assured that I'll also make a great nation from him. He's your son too."
Abraham made a difficult decision. He got up early the next morning, got some food and a canteen of water for Hagar, put them on her back, and sent her away with Ishmael. They journeyed into the desert of Beersheba. When the water was gone, she left Ishmael under a shrub and sat down.
"Water is scarce, and we're lost in this vast desert. What will become of us? I can't watch my son die."
God heard the boy crying. The angel of God called from heaven to Hagar.
"Hagar, why are you worried? Don't be afraid. I have heard your son crying. Help him up and hold his hand, because I will make him the father of a great nation."
Hagar's heart was filled with hope as she realized God had not abandoned them.
Thank you, Lord, for your mercy.
Just then, God opened her eyes. She looked and saw a well of water. She went to it and filled her canteen and gave the boy a long, cool drink. God was with Ishmael as he grew up. He lived in the wilderness of Paran and became a skilled archer. Hagar found him a wife from Egypt, and Ishmael became the father of one daughter and 12 sons, just as the angel had foretold. Hagar, a woman with no power or status, who wasn't an Israelite, is the first person in Scripture to be visited by an angel, and the only person in Scripture to give God a name, El Royi, the God who sees me. Amid her pain and struggle, Hagar received God's blessing and promises. If you would like to read more about God's promises to his people, check out the stories in the book of Genesis. Genesis is the first book in your Bible's Old Testament.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.